This is Mox's StoryShare Project, a collection of stories from people who are striving for a community free from sexual assault and abuse. The theme for this project is My Moment, Our Momentum. Listen now to this moment.
As a therapist at Moxa, I get to sit with people in all stages of their healing. Given the statistics, it's no surprise that I too have been sexually assaulted in my lifetime. In the spirit of educating and raising awareness, I'd like to share bits of my journey that influence how I strive to show up when listening to others. I didn't tell anyone what had happened to me until years after. This was at least partly due to messages I received. Things I'd encourage you not to say, like, well, she shouldn't have gotten so drunk. Of course he was going to take advantage. She probably led him on and then regretted it later since she had a boyfriend. Did she even say no, scream, fight back, or try to run? And why didn't she tell someone right away? Eventually, over time, I did tell some people and received various responses. I can remember feeling blamed and having my experiences dismissed and minimized. I can also clearly remember how it felt to be truly seen and heard when telling someone. And these are some of the things that helped with that. First, I was extended an invitation to open up without pressure to talk if I didn't want to. This is important because it gives power and control back to the person who's been victimized. I also wasn't asked a lot of questions. Too many questions, especially about details, can feel interrogating and like the person you're telling doesn't really believe you. It can also lead the person disclosing to doubt their own experiences, which might already be happening due to how the brain stores and recalls trauma. I was told, I believe you. It wasn't your fault. And thank you for telling me. If someone tells you something like this happened to them, it most likely did, it was not their fault, and it probably took a lot of courage to tell you. Lastly, I was accepted in all my thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, even as it felt like I was spiraling out of control. And eventually, I was given information that helped normalize that spiraling for me. In case you didn't know, PTSD can impact a person in a bunch of different ways. So fast forward, I received professional help to heal the PTSD I developed, and now I get to join others in their healing journeys. Helping others to overcome the betrayal inflicted on their bodies and minds is part of how I continue to thrive. I love seeing the look on a survivor's face when they're presented with factual information about sexual assault and the impact it can have on a person. It's an honor for me to help someone know they are not alone, not crazy, not overreacting, and definitely not deserving of what happened to them. And although you may not be in a position to do that as often as me, I hope something you've heard here is helpful in the event that someone tells you about the sexual violence they experienced.
Thank you for listening to Mox's StoryShare. With your help, we can change our culture to one where survivors are believed, perpetrators are held accountable, and our community is safer. If you would like to get involved or need support, please go to moxa.org. That's Moxa, MOCSA.org, or call us at 816-531-0233 anytime, 24 hours a day.